On this day of tributes for Nelson Mandela, it's clear that he's regarded all over the globe as an example to follow. That's something G.R. Goal has been thinking about. He's a reporter for the BBC's Persian Language Service. After years of reporting from the Middle East, he had a question. Could countries in that region learn from the smooth democratic transition in South Africa? So Goal went to South Africa and made a documentary trying to answer that question. We reached him earlier today, and he recalled the time when Ayatollah Khomeini, the leader of Iran's revolution, returned from exile.
When he was coming back to Iran, I remember I was a young boy, 8 or 9 years old, I guess. And we were all excited because many people in Iran thought, you know what, he brings back happiness to everybody. We will have a democratic country. I remember my own family's sense of excitement. But of course, it wasn't the case. After a year or two, a wave of execution began. First began with previous regime, then came back to even revolutionaries, those people who had a different point of view than Ayatollah. So he, in the name of, for the sake of Islam, almost eliminated anything was on his way. For me, seeing Mandela, what he went through and how he dealt with his enemy absolutely was unique and completely foreign to me. And of course, this came to my, what can I learn from them? And this journey I took to South Africa, it was more about a journey of discovery. What they learned from us and what we can learn from them, because there was a great deal of cooperation between both sides for nation building, what we see in South Africa. South Africa had every potential to be a failed state, but obviously they managed to avoid the bloodshed.
You know, I'm really curious to know how you've been thinking about this and your experience of what you saw in South Africa. John Kerry was leaving the Mideast today after being there on another peace mission and said, the example of Nelson Mandela is an example that we all need to take to heart. What are your thoughts on that? I mean, South Africa was not the Mideast after all.
I think it doesn't matter. It definitely, South African experience could be a great model for the Middle Eastern countries. I think the problem in the Middle East is I am a Middle Eastern. I was born in the Middle East. I have been covering the issues in the Middle East. The fact is we don't forgive. The problem is there is a culture of revenge. Look at Syria. Look at Libya. Look at Egypt. Look at Iran, a perfect example, a country I'm coming from. The fact is we do not sit down, Ashi, and negotiate. We do see things black and white, whether with me or against me. That's the problem. I think what South African did, they sat down, both sides, on the negotiation table, they discussed, they compromised, then they reached to the point we see today. South Africa right now is one of the strongest economy in the African continent. But look at Iran, look at those countries in the Middle East. In fact, in my opinion, yes, we may have a different experience, different geographic location in terms of even belief, but the fact is the story is the same. The conflict is the same and has the same solution. Mandela's legacy could be pretty much be used by the Middle Eastern leader to sit down together and solve their problem.
The BBC's Persian service, G.R. Goal, speaking with us from Istanbul. Thanks very much.
Thank you.